But now we return to TV to celebrate a legend, a great, a god, in the shell of a pea can. He's the voice of Parker in Thunderbirds, Mr. David Graham. You bet. David, I saw you upstairs, but I didn't know you were, you know, David Graham. I didn't.
Yeah.
Do you find, as the years go on, you're becoming to resemble Parker at all?
A little. I know how he thinks.
You do? You've got inside the character.
Yeah, I can sort of write for Parker.
How did you land the gig of Parker?
Well, I'd been working with Jerry on a television film, in the 50s that was, and
mm-hmm.
Between takes he said he's thinking of doing puppet films, and I said, well, I do character voices. And that's when we started.
And so did you have to audition for Parker?
No. I was an established member of the team by then.
Yeah, so...
And then Jerry said he's got this idea for Parker, and he took me out to a restaurant in Cookham, which was near the studios, and he said, there's a waiter here, which I think may give you an idea of Parker. He was a sort of wine waiter. And he said, call him over and get him going. So we called him over, and he said, would you let us see the waitress, sir? That's right. And it turned out that he was a former member of the royal household.
Uh-huh.
He worked for the Duke of Windsor in the 30s. He's now gone to that great puppet theatre in the sky.
Yeah.
Because I know he worked for the House of Windsor.
Oh, I thought you were on ITV.
Oh!
Just for a moment there, yeah.
Because we ordered minestrone and he brought us Windsor suit, this
mm-hmm.
week, so he
Brown
knew
Windsor
he worked.
Suit.
Yeah.
Brown Windsor suit.
And that was the genesis of the character.
Just moving on, if your most famous line is Parker, you might as well give it to us. I'm sure you're asked for it a lot.
It'll come to me in a minute.
Well, any line you like. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. You rag the lady.
Yes, there it is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. You miss him?
Yes, I miss him. I mean, he's retired. He's in a retirement apartment overlooking the Thames at Fulham.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to give our special guests on Those Who Also Entertain a little something to remember us by. And look at this. We've been trying to work this into the show since show one. It's a little Ben puppet.
Thank you.
It really is. Look, there it is. Although at a pinch, it's a little Ben Elton puppet.
Yeah.
And if I'm absolutely honest, I think it's got a touch of the Giles Brandreth about it. And
yeah.
It was made for me, and there it is.
Thank you very much.
What kind of voice could you give that?
My God.
Parker.
I think this is dead generous of you, Daddy. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can you say? But the voice of Parker.